Austin's number one fantasy sports show. It's the Wagner Wire, presented by Audio Visual Consultations.
That's right, we got you.
Your vocal range is excellent, man.
It's just warming up the pipes, man. That's it. I got a lot of stuff down in these pipes.
It's those voice lessons that I didn't know that you'd taken
seven years. Shout out to Tina Votman. Tina Votman. Always going up to her house and expanding the diaphragm.
Oh, are you now? Does Katie know about this?
Katie wasn't around. Katie wasn't around back then. Hitting that high C. Woo! Every hour brought to you by Tom McCain Audiovisual Consultations. Oh, boy. 512-255-8678. The best in the business. And so are we. All right. This is... I've been waiting for this. You know, I was kind of bittersweet last week. I had to go home, but I missed this portion. Like, this is what the Wagner Wire started out as. Yes. This was the podcast when we rolled out. This takes me back to college days. Not that college days was that long ago. 2016 is when I graduated from the University of Texas. Well, you're 40. Yeah, I did this thing called the Marine Corps before. So that's where you add in those years. But anyways, the Wagner Wire started as a project, like a school project, dude. And it was an easy A. Like, I thought, I don't know, Professor Williams, I'll get an A. You know, this is something. And sports management was my minor, and then it became my double major. But politics was what I was going to school for. Quickly saw that I did not want to be in politics, and I was already too far down the road to switch. And you know,
oh wow, yeah, that's always tough.
And I've done my thing was I did the work already, so I might as well just be the double major instead of switch majors.
Yeah, but I hate that fact that, you know, it just costs so much money just to change your mind, you know?
It does. And I'm paying for it.
And especially when, like, you
still
know...
still paying for it.
When you know what feels right and it's just like, but you're, like, linked in because you have to pay.
Yeah, but what? You should never be afraid to jump. And that's a good lesson. Even though you're down that road, you should never be afraid to jump.
How do you feel about that, you know, life lesson in some of these fantasy picks that you have coming up here? Because there's some of that where I'm like, oh, you're trying to jump in on the deep end with some of these players.
So here's the thing. Like, and this is, I initially start generating and forming my rosters for DraftKings around Tuesday and Wednesday, like after the injury report's been released. It's a little detrimental to keep looking at it throughout the Sunday morning because you're just like, oh, man, I like this play. And then when Walsh comes on, he talks you onto this ledge that you're just like, man, you got to play Philly's defense everywhere. You're just like, really, Philly's? I mean, I know they can get after it, but Jimmy GQ looked pretty good last week.
Yeah.
So we'll see. And you know Shano knows how to exploit and attack a defense there. So Coach Shanahan there.
They're playing Philly, though.
Mm-hmm. And Philly, I'm telling you, Philly can get after it.
And you know those fans are going to really give him a boost, especially after the way they performed in week one. Hurts looked good, too. So I was
Hurts
just like,
did look good. All right, so let's go to the Specs text line before we get into the signature segment here. We got a lot to answer. We'll try and get you fired off as much as possible here.
See, I feel like you need like one of those, like the year 2000, like from Conan O'Brien type music while you answer all these questions because you're like the omnipresent.
Are you talking about the year 2000? Are you talking about Silver? Oh, in the year. Oh, no, I know what you mean.
And he has like that but background music playing.
See, I thought you were talking about Silverchair. We'll make it up to you.
Oh, I remember
in the
that.
Year 2000. That was their only other hit. That and Tomorrow.
Yeah.
You're gonna wet too, fat boy!
Man, you're
fat
taking me
boy!
Back,
oh man, that was a great jam, dude. The Australian band that tried to be like Nirvana.
Yes, yes, that's the
that
best
is exactly,
way to put it.
That is exactly the band that we're talking about. Okay, so take two here from Legalize It. Oh, not that two. Okay, I got you. Half point PPR, Jamar Chase, Woods, Rager, or Mike Williams. I like Mike Williams' matchup today, but just the two that pop off the list to me right now is Rashad Woods and Jamar Chase. Like, I have to take those. Chase looked great in his first, his first reunion with Joe Burrow there. 27 points in week one. Going up against the Bears today, what's not to like about that?
That's a great
You got to have some exposure with the Bengals today, especially with, even T. Higgins, too. Like, yeah. Like Higgins, the Bengals wide receivers, in terms of daily fantasy value, can get it to you. Both under like 5,000 for Chase and then 54 for Higgins.
Those are some good deals.
I know. Well, I mean, it's I'm pretty sure it's because Boyd gets most of the attention, right? Like Tyler Boyd is wide receiver number one. I guess he's wide receiver number one, but in terms of targets, it's Chase right now, man. Like, I think.
Yeah, see, because I have Boyd on my fantasy team, but I have him on the bench just because I'm not sure
who's going to get it.
Exactly. Yeah. It's kind of like the Tampa Bay issue.
Well, you're starting to get three really good wide receivers in the Bengals, and don't sleep on the Bengals because I know Joe Mixon might be known as injury prone, but if this guy can stay healthy, man, the Bengals have something. Oh, my. And, you know, they lost Osai in preseason. Mm-hmm. This Bengals were looking like, I mean, don't get me wrong, they're still in the North.
It's still the Bengals.
It's still the Ravens. It's still the Ravens division. Now, Cleveland might say something about that, but the Bengals were starting to form something pretty special.
Yeah, they look comparable. And I was going to say, hey, Burrow, I'm a Burrow believer. You know, he's the real deal.
I like Chase and Woods. All right. And Legalize It responded, means he's heard me. Good job. Let's move on to the next one.
Thanks for being an active listener.
Hey, man, we appreciate that. Yeah, Landry or Antonio Brown, I'm going to tell you to take Landry there. Mike Williams or George Kittle, half point PPR. I like Mike Williams' matchup today. But I also like Kittle going up against that.
Yeah, we had that big
Eagles
talk with
defense,
Walsh.
Man, I think Kittle can get some exposure there. I'm going to tell you to go with, but it's only half.
It's only half point though, right?
Still give me George Kittle.
Wow.
Still give me George Kittle. Let's see. We've already answered that. Start two, Julio Jones, Debo Samuel, Chase Claypool. I already have scary Terry McLaurin show out for me on Thursday night. Yeah, and that's another thing, too. So I want to address this moving forward, right? Mm-hmm. So McLaurin owners. I don't know if Heinicke is the real deal or not. Because here's the thing. Like, he had a great game, and so did scary Terry. But it was Thursday Night Football, which we've already dissected and broke down,
yes.
Right? The offense is always going to show out on Thursday Night Football just because just the turnaround time is like 1 day, 2 day. You not enough rest, not enough practice. And you were playing the Giants.
Like, that's true. Very true.
Like, you were playing the Giants, dude.
The possible, last place finisher in the division.
They will be last place. I thought it was going to be Philadelphia.
Me too, but not the way that they played against Atlanta.
But it's going to be the Giants. The Giants just can't get out of their own way. And Danny Dimes, don't even call him Danny Dimes. Daniel Jones is not the answer. He is, go run track. Go run track, Daniel. Go run track.
But who's that wide receiver y'all have? Is that Shepard?
We've got Sterling Shepard.
Oh, man, he's great.
We got Kenny Galladay, but it looks, it doesn't even look like things are already firing off in on great cylinders.
It just looks
terrible. You're already arguing week one. You're already arguing on the sideline. Great, that's a great look.
Gotta love the NFL football
great
season.
Look. Well, it was week two, but anyways, I'm going to tell you to go ahead and take Julio Jones and Debo Samuel. Now I know that Seattle Tennessee did not look good last week, but they're going on the road in Seattle, and Seattle is not what it used to be. Sure, the 12th man is still a factor there up in Seattle, but that defense is not the lumber-laying defense that it used to be. Sure, you got Bobby Wagner patrolling the middle, but you got Puna Ford up front.
But what else?
You got some players, but I mean, there's so many holes in that defense.
But it's not like the Legion of Boom.
No,
days.
It's not the Legion of Boom at all. Era has come and gone. And I'm going to tell you, Deebo Samuels and Julio Jones.
And we already know with Austin FC here that has great crowd support doesn't get you wins on the field.
Right. No, it's true. All right, I've got three flex. One flex for Fournette, Sutton, or Mike Williams. I'm going to tell you to take Mike Williams here for that flex. Evans, see, here we go with Evans and Antonio Brown.
That's a good problem to have,
I suppose.
He
needs two. I'm going to tell you Melvin Gordon and, man, how do I flex that?
Because I was going to say I have Gaskin too, and I have him in my starting
lineup.
Ike,
I'm going to tell you to take Gordon, and I'm going to tell you to take Antonio Brown. Oh.
Wow. Committed.
Yeah. And then for three, Waller, Gaskins, Gordon. I like Darren Waller.
Which is totally understandable because I'm already even apprehensive about starting Gaskin this week because of his matchup.
Waller's wide receiver number one. I know he's a tight end, but he's wide receiver number one there for Carr. I still like Gordon's matchup today, man.
Oh, I know. You've been high on it all day.
Dude, I like Gordon's matchup. I'm going to tell you to go with Gordon there, Ike. Hopefully you heard me instead of I don't want to type that out. That's a lot to type out.
Yeah, that is.
I figure Atlanta's defense is going to give up more than San Diego's. Yeah. I like Brady. But here's the thing with the Atlanta-Tampa Bay game. Like, that could get out of hand way too early, and then Brady could only play a half.
Happened
before.
Yeah, I mean, this is what happens when they do dominate, that he only plays so sparingly because of his age.
He still gets you 28 points,
yeah.
But, I mean, it could be 40. You know what I mean? When Dak could, in this situation, Dak could get you 40.
Yeah, unless he gets hurt, I don't see Dak coming out of this game at all. So
no.
It's just not like, you're still rolling the die. Again, we've gone over the fact that the offensive line for the Cowboys, it's kind of dicey right now.
Henderson, Connor, or James White, full PPR. I like James White. I also, if I can only take one... But can only take one. I'll take James White. I'll take James White on that. Full PPR. Let's go with that. Let's see. Which Denver running back today? Gordon. Gordon all the way. Give me two. Lamb, Woods, Chase.
Woo!
That's a good problem.
Yeah.
Dude, you have a really good problem. I'm going to tell you Lamb and Chase.
That's what I thought you were going with.
Lamb and Chase. I got a lot of Cup today, too. I got Cooper Cup. I think Matt Stafford and the Rams are going to light it up. I just don't know if Woods is going to be able to get your high ceiling. Woods could probably be in that 15 to 20 point era or that window there. But I think, out of the wide receivers for the Rams, I like Cup. I think Cup can get you 25 to 30. I think that ceiling, he's just...
He's
a player. He's also the slot wide receiver.
He's the playmaker.
In terms of a full PPR in DraftKings, I'm going to tell you to go with Lamb and Chase there because I think Kupp is the wide receiver for the Rams.
I'm glad to see that you're on that CD Lamb train, man.
I got heavy stock in CD Lamb. He's in two of my dynasty leagues as well. Stafford or Lamar Jackson? We talked a little bit about this in hour one. Lamar Jackson's obviously the catalyst for the Ravens. I mean, just with their detriment coming in their backfield there. It's got to be all, you figure it's got to be all Lamar Jackson there. However, I like Stafford. Stafford getting you 30 points, almost 30 points last week. He's got a lot more weapons to work with. You saw what happened last week with Baker and the Chiefs. You know, Baker got you some decent points. You got to think that Lamar Jackson can get more than 300 yards out of the Chiefs defense, you know, with this Ravens offense. But again, this offense is not engineered like the Browns offense is.
True.
A lot more. I mean, they have dynamic running backs as well in Cleveland, but again, a lot more. I think the injury bug is just taking too much of a toll right now.
Didn't they just pick up Le'Veon Bell and they just move one of the guys from the practice squad? And is it Devontae Freeman?
It's Devontae Freeman.
Right.
Yes, sir. Well, Devontae Freeman is just more explosive. I think Le'Veon Bell is. The miles are just on Le'Veon Bell, too. I mean, he was the most utilized running back for 3 years when he was in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
He was the number one running back, and you could argue that he was in the top five for wide receivers.
But once you go to the Jets...
It's done. Unless you're Sam Darnold and Robbie Anderson, then apparently you can have a a return to glory. Yeah, of anybody that goes with Joe Brady, you're going to truly have success. I like Stafford here, so thanks for the question there. We haven't even got into the signature segment yet, dude. We're almost out of time.
Sorry, man.
Hunt or Henry? We got a lot of questions. Hunt or Henry? I like Henry here. Kareem Hunt's still going to have a decent day, probably 15 to 20 points, but I think Henry has a return to dominance here. He only got 10 points last week. I think he gets you a big day today going up against Seattle. Okay, Elijah Mitchell or Javonte Williams, standard league? Going to go with Elijah Mitchell. I think San Francisco going up against Philly. Philly's tough, man, but I think Shannon's going to try to find a way to try and slow down this interior, the front four of the Phillies line. And doing that, you got to control the time of possession. You got to run the ball. And then when they start getting after you, you got to dump some screens. And I think a lot of that comes on with Elijah Williams.
Yeah, I was going to say that's exactly
where. Or excuse me, Elijah Mitchell.
That's
right,
where it lines up to his favor. Yeah.
Good morning. Two questions. Let's see. Mike Evans or Jarvis Landry, full PPR. I'm telling you Jarvis Landry there. Mm-hmm. And James Robinson or Damian Harris in a flex position PPR league. Wow. I want to say James Robinson just because you know the opportunities are going to be there. Like, he let me down last week, but I'm sticking with that. James Robinson. Jarvis Landry, full PPR, and James Robinson, just because of the opportunity in the totes.
Yeah, you figure he's good. He's due for a bounce back game.
Yeah, but again, to me, I'm trying not to think too much with emotions and with the heart. Like it's a numbers. It really is a numbers thing. Like, we like to go inside numbers here, but I'm telling you, man, it's opportunity. Like, the more totes that James. I think James Robinson is going to get way more opportunities, just a lot more rushes, a lot more attempts. All right, we're going to break early and then come back and then be able to give you a full slate of who do you love. Don't go nowhere. It's the Wagner Wire on 104.9, 101.9 AM 1260, streaming live at hornfm.com. Good questions. Keep them coming.
Now, back to the Wagner Wire.
Welcome back to the Wagner Wire on 104.9, 101.9 AM 1260, streaming live at hornfm.com. Getting your lineups locked and loaded and ready for the NFL kickoff week 2 for DraftKings, for Yahoo, fantasy football, whatever traditional football that you're playing. Make sure you're calling up 512-337-3776, or that's the Specs text line. Make sure you're hitting ups with your questions. Infertile Myrtle asks Troy Aikman or Tony Romo.
You know,
well, for today, in terms of who's going to have the better game called, I'm going to tell you, the better color analyst right now, to me, I like Troy Aikman.
Really?
I know Tony Romo is great, but look, I don't need you to dissect every pre-snap read. Like, we get it. You know how to do it. All right, let us figure it out too. By the way, Tony, if you could make every one of those pre-snap reads, why didn't you take it to us? I mean, you look great. You look very talented.
Hey, man, it was a catch. It will always be a catch.
No, I agree with you.
Even
there.
The NFL said it was a catch.
I agree with you there. Okay.
Years
It was a catch. It was a catch. It was a cone. I'm trying to come down with the final product for my lineups. You know what, Sammy? Without further ado, let's get it.
Who do you love?
Talent out there today.
Ooh.
Oh,
I love this segment.
Who do you love? So much talent out there. All right, let's go ahead and. So, are you familiar with this segment? Do you know what we're doing here? So, I'm going to give a quarterback. You're going to give a quarterback. We'll give three quarterbacks here. Good, okay. Better, best. Who do we love? Like, or I guess, like and love.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, within three, like, good, better, best.
Yeah, it's all like blank, Mary. Blank.
Yeah, exactly.
Gotcha.
Exactly. Okay. Without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and give you greens here, buddy. What do you like here for your first quarterback?
What do we got here? Let's see. I still got to go to Jameis Winston.
All right, Jameis Winston.
I'm sold. I'm starting him on my team, and I have Josh Allen on the bench. But, I mean, after everything we talked to with Walsh, with you, what we discussed, Jameis Winston.
Like, I'm pretty sure that Aaron Rodgers is going to have one of the best days out there today. But for DraftKings and for fantasy daily fantasy sports purposes, I like Tom Brady today. He's the highest. I like other quarterbacks. I love other quarterbacks, but Tom Brady is one of the highest on the slate today, 6,900. He's got a great matchup going up against the Falcons, who are 27th in the league at allowing quarterbacks points. And the aerial attack, they're kind of pedestrian, 16th. That's middle of the road there for the NFL. But again, we're only talking about 1 week. I believe that Brady will exploit this atrocious Atlanta Falcons team and just carve them up. Now, here's the only bit of reluctancy that I had about it. We touched on it the last segment.
Mm-hmm.
They could get out and blow this game wide open way too fast, and then Brady sits.
Yes.
That's my only thing.
I mean, that offense was potent. They were on key, and he has so many weapons available to him. They can easily run up the score.
Who's your second quarterback? What do you like here?
That's really a tough question, Wags, because I was like, I believe in Dak. Okay. I want to believe in Dak.
All right.
I know that the matchup against the offensive line is really concerning me, but I mean, with CeeDee Lamb and the weapons that he has, and you know he's going to be forced to throw the ball, they're on the road. I really feel that Dak, well, I'll take that back, they're at home, but I still feel that he's going to be asked to throw this ball about 40 times. So he's going to definitely get his points.
40 dropbacks. I mean, going up against Chargers have defense. I mean, Bosa can get after it.
Mm-hmm.
Like one of the better defensive ends on that league. Then you got James in the secondary there. Chargers got a pretty decent defense. Pretty stout in terms of running. I think because of that. Now, look, I believe that the Cowboys will try to get the ball into Zeke's hands, but I think, you know, the success of this offense is, instead of being predicated on running the ball with Zeke, I think it's predicated on dropping back 40 times now. I think this offense has changed.
Yeah.
I think it has to with the talented mobile quarterback like Dakota Prescott.
I know they both got paid, but the quarterback is the most valuable position in this league. And if you paid what he got paid, you're going to have to utilize him to his best abilities. And that's allowed him to throw the rock 40 times, 50 times a game.
You like Dak Prescott here?
I still do.
Yeah. So your second quarterback's Dak Prescott. I'm going to jump down and take one Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield going up against Houston. You saw what Trevor Lawrence was able to do last week against Houston, and that's a rookie quarterback in his first game. I'm liking what Baker has. Now, I know OBJ not going to be in the game. Jarvis Landry is. Njoku is. Will they have Austin Hooper, you know, make an emergence here? We'll see. But they also have two dominant running backs, Chubb and Hunt. I think both of them get busy. Look, both of them get you 15 to 20 easily. Chubb, I think, is going to have the most ceiling on his on his fantasy factor. But God, can you imagine if Hunt wasn't there? If Chubb was just able to actually take all the totes, Chubb would get you 30 to 40 points each week.
Yeah, I mean, that's a fair assessment to make. It's just that they have a good problem in the backfield in Cleveland right now.
I like Baker Mayfield for $6,000 going up against Houston. They're 25th at allowing opposing quarterbacks to score on them. I'll take that any day of the week. $6,000 also allows you to couple that with Njoku. That's my second quarterback. My third quarterback, go right down the slate, and we'll stay in the state of Cleveland there, or the state of Ohio there, and go to Cincinnati, Joe Burrow. No, I know he only had like 17 to 18 points last week, but he's got a great matchup this week going up against the Bears. He's a road dog. He's going to throw a little bit more this week, I believe. 26th in the league are what the Bears are at allowing opposing quarterbacks to score on them, giving points, fantasy points, to opposing quarterbacks. Burrow is got Jamar Chase, got a good rapport back with Jamar Chase now. He's got T. Higbee. I think there's a lot of good offensive weapons around. Boyd can be a factor as well. Give me Joe Burrow for 58. Let's move into running backs, unless you got another quarterback. You got another quarterback?
Yeah, the only other guy I would probably consider right now is Matthew Stafford, just because of how impressive
he's
been.
He's going to get you 25 to 30 today. Like, I got Matt Stafford in the lineup as well. But yeah, that's a good play, man. I like Matt Stafford as well. Who you got for running backs there, Justin?
All right, I know that he had an ill-timed fumble last week, but Dalvin Cook. They have a good matchup. He's going to get you the points. You know that they're going to utilize him in the backfield and in the passing game. And he's one of the better weapons on what is a loaded Vikings offense.
Yeah, very much. I mean, I like Dalvin Cook. I also think that the Vikings will come out. Now, look, they're known for, you know, lighting it up through the air. But what they're mainly known for is how they carve it up on the ground. And Dalvin Cook, I think, has a really good chance this week. For fantasy football,
to me, I mean, my number one guy has got to be Christian McCaffrey. Now, I know you're going to be paying a pretty penny, almost $10,000 on DraftKings for this guy. $9,900 is the official price tag for this dude. Going up against the New Orleans Saints defense, we saw what they had to offer in week one against Green Bay. It just looked like Green Bay didn't get off the truck or didn't come out to the field like Walsh said. I got a lot of stock in Carolina this week. I know that they, on paper, they're ranked sixth at allowing running backs to score, and you know they don't do too well. I think they're 12th at allowing opposing quarterbacks to score as well. But we're talking about Christian McCaffrey here, man. I mean, his work rate, you know, is enough alone. I mean, 9 receptions, that's 9 points already coming out of the gate, and we're not even talking about, you know, the yards that he's carving up on the ground. 9 targets last week, 9 receptions. You got to know that Sam Darnold loves that. He's got a great release valve. Not only do you have a great release valve, you have the best, arguably one of the best running backs in the NFL. One of the most explosive running backs in the NFL that can basically take a 5-yard dump pass into an 80-yard touchdown run.
Yeah, explosiveness. You love to be able to see all the points rack up because of that ability. Can't deny that.
I like Christian McCaffrey there for my first running back. Who's your second running back that you like?
Oh, I'm going to take Zeke, and I'm not trying to be a homer. I'm just that he needs the bounce back game, and if the Cowboys are going to have that success today, I think they're going to let him tote the rock a little bit more, and I think he'll see some improvement because he knows he needs to perform this week.
All right. I can get down with that a little bit there. Zeke, I'm kind of a little bit reluctant just because...
It's understandable, but
this isn't Giants guy here. Stayed away from Saquon Barkley, too. I told you guys not to touch Saquon Barkley.
No, this is totally it's not driven because of Cowboy fandom. This is driven because of, hey, he got paid. He needs to perform. He knows that he didn't have a solid week in week one. The Cowboys are going against a heavy pass defense, and they're going to need the run game to take a little bit of pressure off of Dak. I see Zeke getting those touches, regardless if he's getting those positive yards early, that they're going to have to continue to feed them to have success today.
I like it. I can get behind that. That's a valid statement. How about Melvin Gordon, though? You get some salary relief here. You're under $6,000 on the dime.
I was going to say price, right?
Good price. He only ran the ball 11 times against the Giants last week. Got over the century mark, got over 100 yards there. But again, he was able to stay fresh. They didn't have to utilize too much of his legs. He only got one touchdown, but he got you some good fantasy football points. 23, almost 24 fantasy points last week. He's got a great matchup again this week, going up against Jacksonville. They're 24th in the league at allowing points to running backs. Take Melvin Gordon. Lock him up. I got him almost, 83% ownership in every league spread out. So I like it, man. I like Melvin Gordon here.
I was going to say, I can't disagree with you there. And I mean, especially for the price and what you're going to get in return. Yeah. I mean, that's just all smart.
Now, do you got another running back, another toter?
I mean, it's because you sing his praises a lot. And yeah, the injury concerns are always there. But I mean, if he's healthy, why not Joe Mixon?
Mixon's good, man. I like Joe Mixon.
I mean, he already get a good return. And you know that Cincinnati is going to depend on him. It's just about him staying healthy. And you're just going to play, for the daily or for the weekly?
For the daily. If you're playing daily. No, you can throw him in there. The Bears defense is pretty stout, though. But you got to think that a lot of the points that the Bengals could be getting is probably maybe going to come from the air. But look, Joe Mixon on a check down or a nice little screen pass can get you some decent yardage or some decent points. I got Joe Mixon around 12 to 15 fantasy points this week.
It's also because of the fact that Chicago Bears offense hasn't really clicked, so I figured that the defense is going to be playing a lot of snaps. So.
Sure, I mean, they could be out there, they could be tired, worn down. That's a good point.
Yeah, more opportunity.
I like Eli Mitchell. I loved what I saw last week with San Francisco. I'm thinking that he's going to have a heavy dose of running with Shanu going up against this Philadelphia Eagles defense. They're going to try and keep him off balanced. Again, last week, coming through 19 attempts, 104 yards and a touchdown. Didn't get targeted at all in the receiving game. Maybe that happens a little bit, but he didn't need to. He's giving you, almost 20 points on the ground just through running ball, and he didn't even play a full game. So we'll see what he can do with 4 quarters here. I'm liking it. I like this Eli Mitchell guy, especially for the price of $5,000.
How do you feel? Because I'm really thinking about this because he's under $5,000, bit, and I've realized a lot of people picked him up in their leagues, but Kenyon Drake for the Raiders.
Yeah, especially now with Jacobs kind of being nicked up a little bit. Mm-hmm. We saw Drake get involved into the passing game too, right? There's really not a heavy solidified wide receiver one in in
Las Vegas.
In Las Vegas.
It's still weird to say that.
Aguilar was the one last year.
Yeah.
And now, I mean, you got Waller. Waller's probably the closest thing to it, but you're gonna have to supplement a lot of that passing attack coming out of the backfield. And we've seen Gruden knows the West Coast offense as well as anyone else.
Exactly.
And you can see running backs, you know, a real copycat of the Cleveland Browns offense here. You can see two running backs at your disposal here for Las Vegas. I mean, you got a really talented ground and pound running back of Jacobs, and now you got a guy that can carve it up and dice it up with Kenyon Drake. I like Kenyon Drake. In terms of a fantasy play today, sure, why not take it?
Yeah, that's why I was
PPR, like, full PPR? Sure.
Yeah, I was just like, hey, you know, like you just mentioned, Gruden knows the West Coast offense and he can utilize a talent like that. I think you'll get the most of him. So, yeah.
Right, there is tremendous value at the wide receiver position today. I mean, if you drop down and you want to go pay $5,000, you can pick up Ja'Marr Chase. Going up against Chicago Bears, the 27th in the league at allowing points to the wide receiver. 24 points last week is what he got. And, by the way, you know, targeted 7 times, hauled in 5 of them over 100 yards and a touchdown. I like the rapport that he's got already. I've been talking about it all day, all morning so far. You know, you stack, you know, Joe Burrow there for 58 with Ja'Marr Chase. That's not, you know, you're not taking up much of your $50,000 budget there for your 9 players that you got to get on DraftKings as well. Who do you like? What's your wide receiver that you like here?
You know, if I had to take a sleeper today and try to save some money, this might be a little odd, but Juju Smith-Schuster.
Okay.
Because he had 8 targets last week, and while he only got 4, he was only able to make catches on 4. I feel that they're still going to look for him this week as well. So I expect that he's going to have a better game this week too. So, for the money.
For the money. I got you. I think for my money, I like Ja'Marr Chase too. But yeah, Juju Smith-Schuster, he can have a pretty decent day for Pittsburgh. I mean, really, Roethlisberger, man. Like when he wants to have his 400-yard games, mm-hmm. I mean, and he usually has 400-yard games. I just don't know if Father Time is really catching up to him. This would be he's not. He doesn't take care of his body the way Tom Brady does.
Nope.
Usually you can find him and Phil Kessel, you know, sitting on a bar stool, you know, just sitting there chugging beer and talking sports. Phil Kessel, if you don't know, was a Pittsburgh Penguin as well before he came over from the Maple Leafs. But Phil Kessel, hockey player there.
I was going to say, yeah, your hockey knowledge, man.
Well, Tom McKay, audiovisual consultations. You better have your hockey knowledge up if this guy's going to be a sponsor of your show. So, other wide receivers that I like, especially for the money, how about Marvin Jones? Marvin Jones Jr., 4,700. I don't know who the solidified number one is in Jacksonville. I like Chenault as well, but I'm telling you, man, Jones can get it done. He was a nice target when he was in Detroit for Matt Stafford. One of the Swiss Army knives in the league for wide receivers. 4,700, got you 18.5 last week. Got a good matchup going up against Denver. 26th in the league are the Broncos at allowing points to opposing wide receivers. I like him. And also, you know, you got to pay a little bit. We already talked about the $5,000 and then the $4,700. Mm-hmm. My good better. But then my best today is going to be Cooper Kupp. You got to pay $6,000 for him, but I believe he's going to have a really big day going up against the Indianapolis Colts there. 23rd in the league at allowing opposition points to wide receivers, and then he got 27 points last week with Stafford. They look like they are just firing on all cylinders, and it was only week one, man.
Yeah, man.
Reinvigorated career Matt Stafford is.
That's
going to have.
That golden arm is finally going to get a chance to shine out west, right?
We knew the arm superior, just the superior arm talent that he has, and it's going to get the shine, that's for sure. You got any other wide receivers that you like?
I don't, man. I'm like, you know, for the value-wise, I really can't say anything that you haven't already covered. And I was leaning towards Chenault because of the reason you just even mentioned. It's like they don't have a true number one yet. I'm thinking that maybe he can get out there, but maybe he doesn't. Maybe it does fall the way that
Oh, he'll get some snaps. He'll definitely get some snaps. I just think, Lawrence has a little bit more faith or a lot more rapport with Jones. Just
exactly.
Because, I mean, the height factor there. Like, he's a big target, bigger target. Tight end-wise, I like Njoku today. I mean, you know, a lot of people are going to be big on Austin Hooper because he had such a great season a couple of years ago. But it seems like Baker Mayfield, his go-to tight end is Njoku. Now, of course, coming out of those wild 22 personnel sets, you like to see what Cleveland's going to be running here. But I'm telling you, man, I like – now, of course, this is – it's like Murphy's Law or whatever. You say Njoku, and then Austin Hooper gets all the targets this week. So, Wagner, you don't know anything. Well, I guess I don't, man. I'm sorry. I'll just rake in this $10,000 here.
And tight end is always such a hard position. I just don't know what you're really going to get out of it.
It's just too tight. You got to loosen it up a little bit there,
well,
man.
You know, it's because there's like the steepest drop-off, right, of the top-tier tight ends, and then there's like everybody else. Worse than running back. But I think today would be a good day to take a little risk on the rookie in Kyle Pitts.
Okay. All right. Going up against Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
But
you know that, like...
you got to zig when people zag, man.
Yeah.
You really do.
But he's going to get the targets.
He'll get the looks.
Yeah. They're going to need him.
My problem is... my only reluctancy here is Matt Ryan going to be able to see straight. Like, I mean...
Yeah.
Dude.
I think that after the performance that happened against Philadelphia, they have to bounce
Devontae
back.
Devontae Parker or Mark Andrews? Mark Andrews. I'm going to tell you that right now. Mark Andrews, like, that's all.
I keep on forgetting you have to answer questions.
That's all that Lamar Jackson pretty much has. Yeah, there's a lot to do on the show in the third. I mean, there's a lot coming in.
Yeah, I was just
going
like,
on. I'm trying to set my lineups. I'm trying to get my DFS lineups in. I got people asking me questions. I got Sam telling me 2 minutes. I mean, we got to get a 2 minute drill too. You know what I mean? Like, oh, here comes Pat Mahomes down the field. All right. I'm trying to answer everybody's questions. I just am. I like the Philadelphia Eagles defense. Walsh was big on them, especially for Osmo and taking sides rather. What's not to like with Philly? My only reluctancy there is that Shanahan's so good at dissecting a defense and exploiting them, finding their holes and their vulnerabilities. You know, great time, or he's great at, you know, making halftime adjustments. We'll see, but for what it's worth, I mean, Philadelphia can get after the quarterback rather nicely there. You know you're going to surrender some points in terms of your 10-point cushion. You got to make that up and supplement it with sacks or interceptions. Philadelphia gives you that. I like Philadelphia.
Don't you like the Patriots' chances today? Considering they're playing the Jets, it's always pretty
strong.
Yeah,
and also, you know, Patriots, you got a veteran-minded – I mean, you got the GOAT. You have the GOAT.
He knows that
defensive
team.
Guru, just defensive awesomeness. And footballness going up against a rookie quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might want to take the Patriots. That's a really good play there. I mean, how pricey are they, though? That's the thing.
I was like that's the one thing I didn't get.
Like,
to look
usually
at.
I like to go up, I like to take a defense under 3,000 just so I can get, you know, really good value with my wide receivers and my running backs as well. But we'll take a look at that. We'll go to
37.
37? That's not bad. That's affordable.
Yeah, that's why I was just like, hey, you know, not too investive, and you know you're going to get a good return today.
Philly's 2,400 on DraftKings. But
wow, they are?
Yeah,
okay, that's
really,
really, really
good price, man. It's a really good price. All right, we're going to take a break here, and on the other side of it, we'll get you squared away, you know, put a bow on this bad boy and get you primed up and ready to kick off week 2 for the NFL. It's the Wagner Wire, 104.9, 101.9, AM 1260. Stream live at hornfm.com. Baby, yes, rock on.
I'm kicking brand new flavor in your air, Max. Brand new flavor in your air. Ha!
Now, back to the Wagner Wire. Here's Wags.
Here I am. Here's Wags, 104.9, 101.9, AM 1260, streaming live at hornfm.com. Every hour brought to you by Atomic A and Audiovisual Consultations, 512-255-8678, or go to their website, avconsultations.com. To the specs text line, half PPR, Mitchell or Mike Williams. I'm going to tell you to go with Mitchell. Elijah Mitchell looked good, only playing not even a full game last week. Able to find some really good fantasy points there, fantasy production. Baker's Brisket Company. Second question, flex, half-point PPR. Corey Davis, who looked great, but he's going up against the Patriots this week. You know what Bill Belichick does? He takes away the best thing that you do.
Yeah, I just talked about that before the break,
too. Yeah, you might want to have some ownership with the Patriots. D, I'm going to tell you to stay away from Corey Davis today. Go with Samuel and Chenault. Oh, you only have to pick one. I like Deebo Samuel. Go with Deebo Samuel today.
Yeah, because I can't recommend Gaskin, company. Not against the defense that he's going to face in Buffalo.
Picked up Mitchell. I now have MCM, Carson, and Robinson, and Mitchell. Nice. I'm debating between Mitchell and Robinson today. Go with Mitchell. I like Elijah Mitchell.
I'd love to tell you Jacksonville is going to rebound here, but I don't.
First year head coach.
I know Urban Meyer knows what he's doing, but I don't know, man. I'm with Justin here. You know, err on the side of reluctancy.
Yeah, play the numbers on this.
Go with the numbers, man. Go with Mitchell. Definitely go with Mitchell here. Claypool, Hollywood Brown, or Amari Cooper, full PPR. Well, no Marquise Brown. I'm going to tell you just one. If it's just one, I'm going to tell you to go with Amari Cooper. If it's two, it's obvious Claypool and Amari Cooper.
Would you say no Brown if he wasn't hurt?
No.
No, even then?
Just, I mean, because
he's listed as questionable. He might play tonight. Well,
let's just be real with
it. But we're looking at the numbers.
Yeah. Baltimore is where wide receivers go to die.
To perish,
to just be forgotten about for a little while. Right? I mean, I love...
They're just running the block downfield.
That's it. They usually draft or pick up, you know, wide receivers that know how to block and carry on blocks.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
It's not a bad thing to build around your MVP quarterback.
No, not at all, man. When you know any, 5 yards can go into the 80, that's for sure. Standard flex. Tyson or Robinson or Mike Davis. Mike Davis is going to get your totes. You know that he's going to get the rock.
Mm-hmm.
But how much will they have success? We're going to go with Tyson and Mike Davis here. We'll go with that. Non-PPR. Man, these are flooding in, guys. Good job. Good job. Parker or Mark Andrews, non-PPR. Ooh. Mark Andrews. Still tell you Mark Andrews. In the red zone, he is the real threat coming through the air. And he's wide receiver number one for Lamar Jackson. We talked about how there's no wide receivers that really have, you know, prominent games in Baltimore.
Yes.
It's because, you know.
Because they're all supposed to
block. Mark Andrews they're blocking, and Mark Andrews is coming off that block and then releasing into the end zone. Nice little dump pass there just to the corner, what you usually see there with Lamar Jackson. Gordon or Mixon, half PPR. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, it's a Melvin Gordon day. I love it. Love a lot of Melvin Gordon. Now, look, Mixon's got a decent matchup, too, going up against the Bears. I'm just real big on Melvin Gordon this week.
Yeah, you have been every hour, so every hour. That has not wavered.
Cup, Diggs, and Metcalf, half-point PPR, pick two. Great problem to have. I'm going to tell you, Cups and Diggs. Oh, jeez.
If you can only pick one?
Jeez.
I mean, I just thought you were going to say Cup, just because we've already been talking about Stafford.
Pick
two. Okay. Well, let's see. The Bills are playing the Dolphins.
I'm going to tell you Cup and Diggs. Just because Metcalf, I mean, Tennessee. All right. Seattle's going up against Tennessee here. Mm-hmm.
But they're playing at home, right?
Playing at home. Oh, boy.
You just figured that maybe the offense...
I'm thinking too much of it. Cup and Diggs.
There you go. It's been said.
It has been written. Cup and Diggs. Great stuff today, guys. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's still over 30 questions.
Down.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys did tremendous. Justin, you did fantastic, too. Sam... You got to pick it up. No, I'm joking, man. You did great, man. It's good to be back. It's good to be in NFL form. You know what I mean? Going into the season here, coming in. There's just really no better job to have than talking sports.
The only thing that makes it sweeter is when you got that green in your pocket.
That's what we're going to be going in, all kinds of green in our pocket, man. I'm telling you, every hour brought to you by Tomacan Audiovisual Consultations, 512-255-8678. Setting the standard, the best in the business, over 31 years in the Austin, Central Texas area. If you have no idea what you want your game room or your man cave to look like, take a look at what I'm putting online. Or go to the gallery of projects that Audiovisual Consultations has done on their website, abconsultations.com. They can make anything happen for you. Hey, for Sam, for Justin, for Al Walsh, all you guys that answered or that asked so many questions, hey, keep them coming too. Fire at me on Twitter, not the fake wags. Ask Justin, you know, any type of questions that you have for him at the Smash Simmons. Sam, you can talk about his wardrobe and what he does behind the scenes. He's on Instagram, though, at pika.chew. I'm on the Instagram at the Wagner Wire, and the Smash is still branded just like he usually is at the Smash Simmons. Hey, you guys were fantastic today. We've already said that. Enjoy NFL Week 2. You guys know the drill, man. Be kind, be nice out there, and enjoy the ride.